Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 8, you will hear stories from our 9th collection, Sooner or Later. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Time Will Fool You by Kenneth Shamley. With 1 foot in the eastern hemisphere and 1 foot in the western, my son and I straddled the prime meridian at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, United Kingdom. It is a fantastic complex with a maritime museum, art gallery, planetarium, the Cutty Sark sailing ship, and of course, the galleries dedicated to establishing Greenwich Mean Time and clocks that would keep accurate time at sea. It was 2004. My son had just graduated from high school, and a trip to England was a gift from his grandmother and me. Graduation being a signature event, a mark of passage on one's timeline to adulthood, it seemed appropriate to visit the very spot where time and longitude are set for the whole world. Taking trips together was nothing new for Andrew and me, though this was our first one overseas. Since my divorce 5 years earlier, I had tried to keep some continuity from his childhood on our weekends and summers. We rafted the Nantahala River, camped at the Outer Banks and in the Adirondacks, rode horses in West Virginia, and toured the settlements at Williamsburg and Jamestown. We used London as our base for the first week of that post-commencement treat, each day negotiating the tube to a new adventure, experiencing the Blitz simulation at the Imperial War Museum, gawking at the sheer vastness of Westminster Abbey and St. Paul's Cathedral, or catching an open-air performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream in Regent's Park. The significance of keeping time was never lost on me, as we planned each day toward the museum openings and closings, gauging how long it would take to walk from our tube stop to the zoo, or make curtain for The Woman in Black. Our second week was a series of 1 or 2 night relocations as we left London and traveled west to Stonehenge and Bath. Then we headed south to Portsmouth, and toured the D-Day Museum on a wet and whipping day, hard even to stand, and the beach there was nothing but stones. We passed a day in the historic dockyard, seeing the excavated Mary Rose, Henry VIII's warship, and walking the decks of Admiral Nelson's flagship, the impressive HMS Victory. When we returned from England, Andrew sailed into the whirls of college and workplace, and our trips together became helping him move or ferry some won't fit in the car purchased, like a second-hand washer or a sofa found at Habitat. From apartment to apartment, rental house to storage unit, or the reverse, my pickup truck and utility trailer were in frequent demand. Before I knew it, nearly 20 years passed. Andrew established a career in communications technology, and I remarried and retired. I remember standing in front of the atomic clock at the Royal Observatory, watching the red digits count steadily onward, the even pace of each second changing to the next. But what struck me about that device of extreme precision were the milliseconds rolling in an indistinguishable red blur. I knew they were the familiar numbers of our decimal system, but the tallying speed unnerved me, watching just 1 minute of seconds and microseconds run by felt like an hour had passed. Time will fool you. I texted Andrew the other day and asked him what he remembered from that trip nearly 2 decades ago. He called right away. I remember the conveyor belt moving us past the crown jewels at the Tower of London, he said, and the passion of those chair preachers at Speaker's Corner. Oh, and that goth pub decorated in spiders and horror movie stuff. Yes, I remember eating delicious tandoori at Lord's Indian Restaurant, I said, and that long uphill walk pulling suitcases along Monmouth Road to reach our hotel in Bath. We chatted a while, and then I asked, "Hey, have we made a trip like that since? I mean, just you and me on a vacation or a getaway?" "No," he said, I don't think so." And there it was. Since 2004, we had not gone on a single adventure together, seeing each other only when he would drop by at family gatherings or when transportation was requested. How does that happen? I thought, though I knew the answer was both common and complex. "We need to change that," I said. "What sounds interesting?" "Niagara in winter," he said right away. "Always wanted to see it frozen over." "Sounds good. Let's make a point of it." And though it was easy to say, a maxim tried and true, I added, "We just have to make the time." Copyright 2023, Kenneth Shamley. Kenneth Shamley's work has appeared in five previous Personal Story Publishing Project anthologies. His latest collections are If Not These Things, Kelsey Books 2022, and The Best Material for the Artist in the World, a poetic biography of 19th century American landscape painter Albert Bierstadt. Stephen F. Austin, State University Press, 2023. Ken lives in Mills River, North Carolina, and is an active member of the North Carolina Poetry Society and the North Carolina Writers Network. Learn more at kennethshamley.com. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 9 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RandelleJones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.